there's only one show in town. Bond is back. 2 years late because of the pandemic, with a change of director and script along the way. Expect a familiar face doing familiar things, smashing and schmoozing his way around the world for Queen and Country, all while showing off a slew of expensive accessories and lethal gadgets.
Now your enemy's my enemy.
Just the ticket for dealing with an international criminal gang, or maybe even jumping the petrol queue during Britain's current fuel shortage. Beyond the spectacle, it's hope No Time to Die will come to the rescue of Britain's cinemas, forced to close for months during the pandemic.
So a Bond film is a big film in any year. Spectre and Skyfall, the last two instalments, sit respectively at number 3 and number 2 in the all-time top 10 of UK box office. And clearly, given what we've gone through in the last 18 months, the expectation, the hopes around this Bond title are bigger than ever.
Aside from the obligatory bashy crashiness of Bond, there's something almost cosy about the franchise, something deeply familiar, which is what cinemas are hoping will entice people away from their home streaming services, Netflix, Amazon and others, back in front of the big screen. The streaming giant doubled its profits in 2020, surpassing 200 million paid subscribers, with a revenue of $25 billion. The stay-at-home boom is far from over, and as the economy reopens, many question whether cinemas will be able to bounce back.
It's exceptionally good. It delivers everything you'd want from a Bond film and more, and definitely worth the wait. I think people will be pleased, and I can't really say more without spoiling anything. So,
how important is it to see movies like this on the big screen?
Massively important. It's Bond is, you know, the thing you need to see on the big screen, so definitely we'll be there, popcorn in hand.
It's hoped Daniel Craig's last appearance as James Bond will turbocharge an industry crippled by COVID. Could this be the secret weapon cinemas have been waiting for? Neve Barker, Al Jazeera, London.